The Criminal Assets Bureau has taken possession of a house, 9 luxury cars, jewellery and more than €300,000 in cash following a 5-year investigation into the activities of an organised criminal gang based in Killarney in County Kerry. In documents opened in the High Court, the gang is described as being involved in bogus home improvement work throughout Ireland, the UK and across Europe. Our Southern Editor Pascal Sheehy has more on this. Pascal, what can you tell us?
Brian, this is big in terms of the Criminal Assets Bureau, but it's also very different in terms of the Criminal Assets Bureau. People would be familiar with the work of CAB across Dublin against criminal gangs, organised criminal gangs in Dublin. What happened here is the Criminal Assets Bureau has trained dozens and dozens of Gardaí around the country to act as local profilers for them. And one of those profilers drew up a profile on this organised criminal gang based in Killarney. That was 5 years ago. And local Gardaí, working with the Criminal Assets Bureau, established Operation Tarmac, targeting this gang, which is said to be operating bogus home improvements work where vulnerable people in this country, in the UK and in Europe are targeted, and the works carried out are often substandard. So the Criminal Assets Bureau and local Gardaí have been investigating now for about 5 years. In November 2017, the Criminal Assets Bureau came to Killarney, and in a series of coordinated searches, they seized property in, I think, 19 premises at the time. And that was the biggest search that was conducted by the Criminal Assets Bureau at that time. And when they conduct searches and seize material, they're also seizing data, computers. And this today is the culmination of that. On Monday, in the High Court, the Criminal Assets Bureau secured an order for the possession of a house at Upper Ballycashin in Killarney. That house is owned by 36-year-old Patrick Coffey. He was described in court as a member of the gang, and this morning, detectives from the Criminal Assets Bureau took possession of that house. Here's the reaction afterwards of Garda Superintendent Flor Murphy of Killarney Garda Station.
And Garda Síochána will not sit back and watch people enjoying lavish lifestyles and enjoying assets which has been derived from criminal activity. We have local CAB profilers who work with the Criminal Assets Bureau, and we have the means, the expertise and the resolve to investigate this type of activity.
Superintendent Flor Murphy. Pascal, the investigation, where does it head from at this stage?
Well, the operation is still ongoing. In addition to the house and €300,000 in cash and in bank accounts, the Criminal Assets Bureau also seized 9 luxury vehicles, including BMW, Audi, Mercedes and Volkswagen. A dozen watches were seized. They included 10 Rolex, 1 Cartier and 1 Dolce & Gabbana. And where the investigation or the operation will go from here is the disposal of that property. An auctioneer has already been appointed to sell the house at Upper Ballycashin, and the proceeds of that criminal activity will revert to the state once the assets are realised.
Very good. Southern Editor Pascal Sheehy, thank you for that.